The soul really longs to arrive at the temple and the gates of love, like the most fulfilled destiny or act of this lifetime is to know yourself as beloved, to become the beloved, to court the beloved, to be embraced by the arms of love, and to live in that embrace as as a lived reality, not just as a concept and not just as an idea, but to really feel that warmth, that embrace as an embodied enlivened experience. And that is totally, totally available to us. But it's available to us maybe in ways that we don't know it's available to us. So let me explain. So because of this existential longing, it's like it's so innate in our systems and our psyches and our souls. It's like consciously or unconsciously, the soul is longing for that completion, right? For that arrival. And then what happens is we've got the current cultural paradigm which says that relating is this or it's that, or we do it like this or we do that, and it falls into convention and it falls into certain ways of being. And actually what we've been given in the construct of the culture doesn't actually meet that longing, doesn't actually serve that longing. So within that paradigm, the kind of concept is, you meet somebody, you get to, you're in your 20s, your 30s, or whatever age you are, you meet somebody, you fall in love, and then it's like happy ever after, and but any of us that have been around a little while or have had relationships, like for some people that happens and they find their person and it's really beautiful, and but for others of us there, and myself included in this, that kind of almost unconscious fairy tale version of love, and where it's just an easy like fall into love and that's it. It's kind of not the whole story. Like love doesn't just happen to us. Like love is a state of being that we have to work, that we have to journey towards. It's like we have to kind of lay the inner foundation. So if we fall into love in that way, in if we go by that kind of like fairy tale version of love, let me just call it that for a minute, then when we actually fall into relationship, we can find that the depth of the relationship isn't meeting us in to the depth of our soul's longing. Does that make sense? So what I've come to observe in my own journey, but also working with many, many women and working with men also, is that in order to really like have the love that meets the depth of the soul, that what we need to do first is lay the inner foundation. So quite often in the common paradigm or the current cultural paradigm of love, we can look to a relationship to fulfill this longing of the soul for union. But that's only part of the parcel, and we can put all of that expectation and all that wish onto another, expecting them to fulfill this deep soul yearning of union. And it's kind of like a little bit like the wrong way around in a way, because I feel in my cosmology that the first thing that we need to do is establish the inner foundation within, so that we can come to an inner union within ourselves first and foremost. So this inner union is like coming into relationship with like the depth of our soul. We come into intimacy with who we are, what our values are, our expression, our likes, our wants, our desires, our yearnings, like fully like onboarding the depth of who we are. And quite often there's kind of like this the polarity of the masculine and the feminine in the outer world, like the men and women. We have the masculine and the feminine within our own souls, and quite often, depending on the programming we've received or the cultural narratives of like man and woman, which are kind of still very much like contorted, that the templates of our own inner feminine and our own inner masculine can be somewhat contorted or distorted. So laying the inner foundation, we have to kind of like really go on this journey of unearthing and finding and meeting the deeper landscape of our soul, where the kind of programming and conditioning are about what it means to be who we are, like the beliefs about ourselves, the beliefs about our world, the beliefs, our core identity. And then we have to kind of go around like the process of like healing that space within our healing, healing where we're coming from, like a wounded or a fragmented mentality. And then also like coming into relationship with the depth of our soul. There's this like place in within us that is like the truth, the core of us, the truth of us, which holds all of our gifts and all of our sensitivities, and really like the true essence of us. So when I talk about laying in the foundation, the journey is unpeeling all of the outworn conditioning around who we've been told ourselves to be, until we find, that magical soul essence being of us. And then once that's been revealed, which is kind of like the ultimate revelation of depth and love within our own expression and soul, then the masculine part of ourselves, like the consciousness part of ourselves, the one that w like will like onboard almost and create like the way in which we can show up in the world through our speech, through our artistry, all of those things. It's like those two things need to come in alignment. So you can know, for example, that your core, you're this magical creature, but there can be like a lot of conscious programming or wounded beliefs that have you like at war with yourself. Like, yeah, but I know that I'm like, for example, you might feel a desire, right? So you feel a desire, and it's like your desire is pure and holy and wonderful. And then there can be like a lot of downplaying of that desire internally, because the risks, the fear, the vulnerability, oh, don't make a fool of yourselves. And so there can be this like internal war within ourselves, where the true essence of ourselves isn't able to be lived, because there's a part of us that isn't in favor of that. And that's because, all for many, that conditioning or that wall or that construct is a result of our cultural programming, and also our childhood conditioning and our childhood wounds. So the journey of laying the inner foundation is like really refining this inner marriage, where you can come into the depth of your truth and your heart and your soul as the essence of you, and you can then also reveal that and be that. And so the inner foundation is really like, there's no separation between your inner reality and who you show yourself to be to the world. So there can be often like how we're like, we don't say the thing that we need to say, or we don't express the thing that we need to express, or we kind of hide from the world, and we also hide from ourselves. That would be an example of how there's a still like a separation of the self or the soul. So the process of really laying the inner foundation is really about unification. It's about the masculine and the feminine coming together to create this inner union, where you're simply just able to be yourself. And that sounds really simple. And actually, the journey of getting to there is an initiation. It's a journey of initiation. And it's from arriving at that expression, that place of just being yourself, that you are embodied, that you then become embodied and an expression of love and consciousness together, right? So that's the union of the masculine and the feminine. So from my cosmology, it's like, if we want the depth of love that meets the soul, then we need, like, each person coming to the relationship needs to have this inner union. And I'm saying that, I think we get to a point where there is like, okay, this is me, and then we're always refining. It's not, when I say like, I don't want to like spell out that everybody needs to be perfect in order to come into sacred union, because that's not the case. But just the capacity for sacred union comes when two individuals have cultivated this state of inner union within themselves. So they know themselves, they're not looking for the other to complete them, they're not looking for other to fill them up or anything like that. They're whole unto themselves, and they can be in their truth, they can be in their expression, they know their depth. And then that creates the conditions where two people can come together and go on a journey into sacred union.